Joe, let's just start with why it's necessary for you guys to all come together like this every year, and from this year's meetings, what are a couple positives that stood out?
Well, I think it's important, Chris, that the league meet as a whole every year. You kind of review the past year and look at everything and come together with a consensus as to what you can do better moving forward. And certainly, I think we came away with some good ideas and some good decisions that the league made collectively to put us in a position to improve things as a league and improve the game of football, improve how we do business, things along those lines. So all in all, a very productive 3 days here in Arizona.
It starts with Commissioner Goodell addressing not just you and Coach Kubiak and John Elway, but your wives. Everyone is a group who comes down to kind of give the state of the league, and he has a message every year.
He does, and he oftentimes gets up and talks about how we need to stay humble and maintain our integrity. And this year, I think he really was quite poignant about pointing out all the positive things that are going on in the league, and how we need to emphasize that more. All the great things that we have, so many of our players doing, our coaches, our staff. Not only on the field, but off the field as well.
Other off-the-field things that came up for you here that relate to the Broncos or the league, whether it's business or whether it's digital, things that maybe fans don't see when they're watching games?
Well, I'll start at the end. The digital revolution is in full force here, and certainly we're trying to just stay ahead of the curve if we can. Everybody, we're connecting, as you know, Chris, participating in this on the ground level for the team. We're trying to keep up with our fans and do everything we can on social media, whether it's in the form of Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. It's how we're reaching out to our fans, and certainly for the next generation of fans, it's how they're connecting with people as well. So it's something we're taking very, very seriously. Other business issues that came up, involved the league wanting to give our season ticket members the ability to purchase playoff tickets well in advance of the playoff schedule coming to fruition, and so that's going to be something we'll put to give fans an option on. There'll be actually, if you hosted a wild card game, there would be a leveling of pricing, which I think is good for fans in the wild card game. There'll be no more blackouts for this year; those were eliminated. That never has affected us. We've been sold out for many, many years, as everybody knows, but I think that's good for fans around the league, and we always we always need to stay sold out. We have tremendous support from our fans, and if we're not on television, that would be a travesty. So we're happy to be in the position we're at. Those are two good business initiatives that came out of it, and there were several football ones as well.